Hello and welcome to Plan Lehigh Valley. This WDIY program is presented along with our partners from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. So joining me, as always, are co-hosts Becky Bradley, the Executive Director of the Planning Commission, and Matt Assad, its Managing Editor.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. Our show will look to end the year on a high note as we take a look at the best development, transportation, and environmental projects and plans from 2025. These are the projects and people that were honored recently at the Lehigh Valley Awards Gala that was held at the Hotel Bethlehem. It was beautiful. And as our guest, we're fortunate to have the Director of Development for the Planning Commission, Samantha Pearson, who organized the award show, which was a big lift that celebrated excellence in planning across the Lehigh Valley. So congratulations on a really well-done event.
Thank you. Very happy to be here today.
Samantha joined the Planning Commission in October of 2024, and she's strengthening the organization's connection to the municipal and business communities, helping to lead projects that include the LVBC Strategic Plan, the Lehigh Valley Housing Supply and Attainability Strategy, and the Lehigh Valley Awards Gala. Before arriving in the Lehigh Valley, she was chief of staff to Philadelphia area state rep Mary Isaacson and public affairs manager for Philadelphia councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown. She's a graduate of Penn State University with a master of business administration from Drexel University. Thanks for being here. Matt, give us an overview of what the Lehigh Valley Awards are.
Yes. So this is designed to sort of recognize excellence in planning. And it's sort of like an Oscars for planners. It's a chance to sort of give municipalities an attaboy and, you know, good job. You know, they probably don't get that a lot when your road isn't shoveled exactly when people want. This is a chance to sort of give them, tell them what they're doing right. And there are a million projects across the valley, but these are the ones that
kind of... Did you say a million?
That's an exaggeration.
All right. Thousands, for sure. Yes.
All right. Okay.
There are a lot of projects, and these are the ones that have the positive impact in the community, the ones also that they are kind of doing right. There is a right way, and there's sometimes a wrong way of doing things. And while these are focused on the municipalities, there isn't a single project here that doesn't have a bunch of community partners. I think one of them, Samantha could probably talk to. One of them had more than 40 partners, and a lot of them are architects and engineering firms and community organizations like Community Bike Works or the Coalition for Alternative Transportation or the DNL Trail. So there's a lot of folks that go into the projects that you see around the community, and this is like a chance to sort of have an uplifting talk and think of the rest of the year.
Okay. Now, Becky, what made you start this annual event, and how many years have you been doing this now?
We started it in 2014, I believe.
Wow, okay.
We were actually inspired because a lot of other county planning commissions, and we're a bi-county planning commission, kind of thank their communities in some way, whether it's through awards or some sort of annual event. And we hadn't done one, and it seemed a little... Like, why not, right?
Yeah.
So our board at the time came together and said, hey, you know what? There's so much change happening in the Lehigh Valley. So much of that is controversial, but there are so many good things also happening. Let's talk about those. Let's celebrate those and bring everybody together around that common vision of, you know, keeping the quality of life and making sure that this place is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So start at the top. Community of Distinction is the highest award given. What is it, and who does the judging? And talk about the nominees.
Sure. So it is the penultimate award. And so really what it is it's designed for communities that over time have adhered to the goals and the vision that they've set for their community through their comprehensive plan, through their investments in their community, through their collaboration with both, you know, within the community, but also with their neighbors. So it's really a spirit of collaboration, but it's also in the spirit of implementation. So annually, we see every subdivision and land development plan, every plan that a community does, hear from a lot of partners. And so we go through that list with our LVPC officers and say, these communities are like really crushing it. This community has, you know, spent the last 20 years trying to improve their streetscape. Hello, Coopersburg, right? Mm-hmm. And now we see a completely transformed, you know, core downtown community there. And that wasn't for lack of coordination or trying. I mean, it was everything to them. Seeking grants year after year after year, putting capital dollars of their own, so taxpayer dollars, into figuring that out. And that's helped support the business community. So it's things like that that are written down, and then that list of communities is developed. So then both county executives come together with our board chair, Dr. Chris Amato, came together with county executive, Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong, and Northampton County Executive Lamont McClure. And they hear pitches from each of these communities.
Oh, really?
And then the communities hear each other's pitches, too.
Huh.
So it is, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
And the idea is then they're hearing how well they're all doing. And they kind of get into it, right?
Huh.
And they're kind of starting to cheer each other along at the end
of it.
It's
like a Shark Tank, but like,
but not.
Yeah,
because they all get a trophy because it's an honor just to be nominated.
Right.
I mean, you have had to do a year's worth of stuff to get to the table. But only one winner can be. Mm-hmm. So then that's selected. And then like the Oscars, it's announced.
They don't know until that night. Okay,
no,
wow.
They don't know.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. So there's, you know, some anticipation that builds throughout the evening. Samantha, tell us about the award for Community Land Development Revitalization and Ordinance. What type of projects were nominated for this?
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, I just kind of want to talk a little bit about how each of the Lehigh Valley awards and their categories are selected, just because it's different than the Community of Distinctions. So we put together a 5-person selection committee. They go through internal reviews at LVPC just to make certain that they align with future LV. And then our selection committee reviews each of the applications in each of the categories and has a really hard time of making the decision of who ultimately wins, which is really tough when you're kind of comparing some of the projects. And each of the submissions is judged upon originality and innovation, effectiveness and results, like how is it actually making a difference in the community? And are we seeing, you know, the actual intended results? Transferability, if other communities can use this model and or learn or grow from the project. Obviously, the compatibility with the regional plan. And then engagement. Did they engage partners and the public? You know, was this a community effort?
Mm-hmm.
So for the community category, which had revitalization, it had ordinances. We had a lot of strong submissions from Allentown Works, which Matt had mentioned earlier, had over 40 partners. It's one of 6 pilots for the EDA across the country.
What is EDA?
Oh, Economic Development Administration.
Okay, thank you.
Apologies on that. But they're working towards equitable placed economic development. You know, integrated workforce development, childcare, transportation access, brownfield revitalizations, which is why the partner list was so long, of which we had made Dr. Richardson read the whole list of each partner because everyone's contributions are recognized. And, you know, and then Wesley Works, which was taking the former Rodale Silk Mill and warehouse site in Emmaus and revitalizing that old industrial building, 57,000 square feet, into 22 townhomes and an apartment building. Ultimately, I mean, there's Palmer Unity Garden. There was the Palmer MRP Industrial Project that was nominated. There was Zone Allentown, which was the comprehensive zoning ordinance and subdivision and land development rewrite for the entire city. But Allentown Metalworks ultimately was the winner after a very long discussion about the different merits of each project. And even in that category of like the difference between a plan versus a project that you can see, and you can kind of see that transformation. And then obviously Allentown Metalworks was an adaptive reuse and brownfield revitalization in South Allentown, taking a century-old heaviest metal plant and revitalizing it into a modern manufacturing hub, which many people, you know, pass on their day of work or they work in that area.
Right. Yeah. And that's a great thing to highlight that there's still manufacturing happening, right? We're still making things here in the Lehigh Valley.
Samantha, you should tell them about that expert panel of judges too.
Absolutely. 5 different panelists, or I guess members of the selection committee. We had Darlene Heller, who worked in city planning in the city of Bethlehem, had a incredible
decades
of experience.
The planning goddess.
Yes, the planning goddess. We had Brendan Cotter from Lanta, serves on our LVTS. Dr. Tina Richardson from Penn State Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. We had Judith Haldeman, who is a member of the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and on our executive committee.
And on Northampton Borough Council.
And yes, yes. Yeah. Many people with many titles.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget any of them. Yeah. And then we had John Kramer, who actually not only helps teach our PMPEI courses in the evening, but also created the Center for Local Government Excellence through Albright College in Reading.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So
didn't know that existed.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They do many different things related to planning and then also, I believe, sewer in that area there. But so a lot of people with different background experience in planning and or the Lehigh Valley in general. So it was kind of a really great discussion to see the different viewpoints and even just the different projects and how each of the projects was scored.
Okay, great. Now, what about the nominees for open space and environment? Tell us about that.
So for this category, we actually had two landscapes plans. Palmer submitted one as well as South Whitehall. And then we had Palmer Bikeway that was submitted. And that's the thing that's very interesting with each of our categories is kind of that difference of project versus plan versus ordinance and kind of in scoring those projects and kind of seeing the results of those. Palmer Bikeway ultimately won after once again another long discussion. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's an incredible trail. It was originally opened in 1981, and it's kind of continued to grow and build and have dedication over the years within the township there.
That was almost like a lifetime achievement because it's like one of the first really extensive trails. Now that's a normal thing, but think back 45 years. Is that a normal thing to have trails all the way through your community? And they've had it. And they've just made it better and better. And I think the reason they win this year is they kind of upgraded it, right? And they changed it and enhanced it.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that when we do public surveys, people cite over and over again is one of those factors that people call quality of life is they want that outdoor recreational access and they want it to connect to places they want to go and our core communities, but they also want it to connect to nature. So this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And for us also what really like kind of stood out is that every upgrade, every investment, every transformation has always been guided by that public engagement of what people want to see and what they love about it and what, you know, moving forward, what that looks like.
So constantly asking the community, what do you want?
Yes, over 5 decades.
Wow.
And when you have to do things like plow snow and suck up leaves and all these things that people seem to care about the most and roads and keep things from being congested, it's something to have a priority to put in a trail. You know what I mean? It's to add that to it, to everything.
To not just do what you have to do, but do what people are asking and just because it's something they want.
And it's just as complex, maybe more complex than putting in a road. Really.
Interesting. Yeah, because usually road, there's public right-of-way already designated, right? With a trail, you're potentially buying pieces of property from like 20, 30, 40, 50 people to put one in. Huh. You know, a few feet here and a few feet there.
Okay, so you're chunking off maybe a couple neighbors' backyards so this trail can go through and be designated as public.
Sure, or some like really interesting things that happen and what makes them so hard is when certain spur rail lines like went out of business way, way, way long time ago. Those parcels sometimes like went to sheriff sale. And so you could have somebody that owns like a piece of rail line. They don't want all of it. They only wanted the piece that like abutted
their backyard.
But they own like 3 miles
of rail line.
Just like narrow linear space. And so things are complicated.
Wow. Yeah, you got to organize the sale of all that and get those people to actually decide they're going to sell it.
Sure. Plus, then a lot of them are along our waterways. So there's all sorts of environmental protections and make sure that when you put the trail in that you're not creating a situation where the trail surface itself is, you know, causing runoff and erosion and impacting the stream. So there's many, many things that go into what looks effortless.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of beauty of it, right? Like, if it's done well, you can't really tell that it was that heavily engineered and it took so many people to agree to make it happen.
The duck on the pond, it looks so peaceful, but its little legs are going around like crazy underneath the water.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so Samantha, finally, the transportation category. What kinds of projects fit into that?
Yes, for this category, we had two active transportation plans, very thorough. South Whitehall Township Active Transportation Plan really kind of stood out, very detailed and transformative in some of its intents and action items. And Palmer Active Transportation Plan as well. Incredible work. Once again, it was very difficult for the selection committee to select who ultimately wins. But the Borough of Freemansburg Main Street Reconstruction was the winner that evening. And not so for everyone who was there, like, and the entire team from Freemansburg was there to accept the award, kind of really driving home the fact that this project had a lot of impact and it took a lot of coordination. The project replaced aging infrastructure with full-depth pavement, ADA-compliant sidewalks and curb ramps, Belgium block curbing, improved drainage, traffic calming bump outs, and street lighting in like their central corridor. So like enhancing that safety, that mobility, that community identity. And I think that we had so many people there from Freemansburg because the project really is transformative for them and it affects their daily quality of life.
They've been talking about that project for a decade plus. And it started off with runoff, right? And then it started off with kids not being able to safely get to school and parking issues and sight triangles and it just being kind of dangerous as so much through traffic is now going through Freemansburg because it connects, you know, Bethlehem over into the Saucon Valley, right? It's kind of in between, right? So a lot of people will ride or drive through Freemansburg, but it's a wonderful, historic, walkable borough.
Yeah.
But there was an issue between the traffic volumes and the people trying to move. So they had approached our Lehigh Valley Transportation Study, which is our transportation board, and we had allocated a small amount of funds to them a while ago. And then through work with PennDOT, which took years, we just kind of started rooting for them, if that makes sense. It was... They never gave up. And I mean, even PennDOT was like, all right, we'll help you here, you know, because you realize that these very small communities can do a lot of things, but they sometimes need a bigger team.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's absolutely one of those really wonderful success stories between the region, the Commonwealth, led really by the borough itself and their vision for making it safer and easier for everyone.
And then did they also have to get the money?
Yeah.
They have to find where they're going to pay for this?
Yeah. I mean, we were able in the region to allocate some of the money that's deferred to us from the federal government with a state match because they didn't necessarily have, you know, a couple $100,000 laying around. Most communities don't.
Right.
But they did, you know, help out and they were part of the financial package ultimately. But they had to put a lot together to make that project happen.
So, Becky, several projects focused on trails, bikeways, and walkability. And we talked about that as quality of life for the region. Why do you think so many communities are investing in those types of projects and recreation? Or did I just answer that by saying quality of life?
Well, yeah, you really did. The only thing I would really add was that as you have more development, it can easily become, you know, an asphalt reality, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so balancing that access with the community and the natural environment is everything. And you can do that in so many different ways, but it isn't easy. It has to be intentional. You have to understand what your priorities are and what you want to preserve and protect, but also what you want to enhance and connect through parks and trails. And then again, when you get into those places where you have people walking, biking, and driving, that focus on and the strong commitment of this region to zero fatalities is huge. And so that's key to all of this too, is we really as a region do want all of our options, but we want high quality of life, good public health, clean air, access to clean water, but also access to the things that really make the Lehigh Valley. And that's people, our historic and cultural community forms, those pre-car communities as well as our natural environment.
Pre-car communities.
Yes.
I haven't heard that term before.
Yes.
Okay.
We call them centers.
Centers.
Yeah, it's easier to digest.
What is an example?
Well, Emmaus, Coopersburg, Hellertown, Catasauqua, North Catasauqua, parts of Copley Borough, Bangor Borough, East Bangor Borough. We have so many wonderful places, but we're sitting in one right now here in South Bethlehem, right? Mm. It was built to be walkable, right? And then over time, you have different...
You have to build the infrastructure after you've built something that was just supposed to be kind of carless.
Yeah. I mean, we know you have to refine the system, right?
Yeah.
It's like anything. Things in your home, over time, they break, right? Older the house, more work it is, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to maintain your mobility as well. And if you're in an older home, for example, did it have a washer and dryer when it was built? If it was built, you know, pre-1900, up to maybe even the 1960s or 70s, probably not, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to build those things in and refine it. Our transportation system's no different. Hmm. Neither is our trail system.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, Matt, what were some of the defining moments of this year's event for you?
So there's always a lot of defining moments. It's all, you know, community of distinction is always one of them because it's kind of like the best picture,
right?
You know,
right.
The Oscars.
Yes.
And in this case, it's always given by the county executives. So county executives Armstrong and McClure delivered this one. And we always give the presenters kind of a script to go by. And those guys completely ignored the script.
Oh.
And they played off of each other and they were hilarious. I wish we could like bottle that for every year and figure out how do we get that every single year. It was really good. But actually the defining moment for me wasn't even during the event. It was like after the event, you know, it was a long day, kind of, you know, looking to decompress a little bit. We come down to the hotel bar, you know, for some club soda, of course.
Yes, club soda is great.
And we get there and it is just packed. Every table's packed, every seat is taken, and we're like, oh man. Freemansburg, which has half the borough there celebrating, they had won the transportation award. They're like, come on over here, come on over here. So we sit down with Freemansburg, and 95-year-old Mayor Gerald Yob and their borough manager, John Itterly, are just sitting there, and they're over the moon Aww. About what just happened, but also talking about what they have going on that they might be able to enter for next year.
Oh, my God.
And that's a super cool thing.
Wow.
You know, that they're thinking of that. And the mayor, he just won re-election in November.
95?
So his term is going to go until 1999.
Jeez.
And he is sharp as a razor. I mean, those guys were talking about what we're going to do next year and why we were able to win this. And it was just so kind of inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, to see that. So,
awesome.
And of course, you know, one of the defining moments was the inaugural Dr. Percy H. Doherty Planning Award. But I think I'll let Becky talk about that a little more because she certainly knows him the best. And this was our first year for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Percy has been our longest serving LVPC commissioner.
Hmm.
Like, I believe I was in high school when he started serving on the LVPC,
oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 50 now, so it's been a while, right?
Wow.
And he was a geology professor at Kutztown University for years, but he also was a Lehigh County commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And his dedication to LVPC and saying, hey, I believe the community's changed this much. When we do this county comprehensive plan, which includes Northampton and Lehigh County, let's all sit down and figure out what our common values are. And he really reinforced that spirit of collaboration. He also is a whole heck of a lot of fun.
Hmm.
He, after the LVPC meetings for years, we would go to a restaurant that is no longer there, but Gregory's, like kind of
oh my God,
next to the
Gregory's
airport.
Throwback.
We would have the book club, quote unquote, with club soda and the free pickles. They would.
I was just going to say the pickles.
Everybody just sat there. But, you know, you could tell he was just a wonderful professor on top of it because he would lead these discussions of what like the issues of the day were and like how are we going to navigate these and what does that mean and you know should we be talking to the state about this or should we be you know talking to these communities about this and hey has anybody heard what's going on over there there and let's talk to this developer. And really what it was, it was kind of a planning session that then would ultimately make its way back to the commission and go through our community structure. And it resulted in a huge amount of plans and projects. Mm. Everything from our return on the environment report, which we first did in 2014,
yes.
Yeah, which valued the economic value of our parks, rec, and open space. Mm. Because there was this feeling that we were growing, but we were losing something, mm. right? And he was just a real proponent for making sure that people not only got along, but coalesced around whatever the values of the community were. And he never shied away from a difficult discussion. Hmm. And the beautiful thing about Percy is you never knew what party he was affiliated with. Hmm. And he did the same thing for Lehigh County. So that real integrity and decency in leadership, whether it was with club soda and eating pickles at a restaurant after a meeting. Now things are in meetings, more formal. But still, that has really helped carry forward what the LVPC does. And so we felt it was important to honor him mm-hmm. and his, he's still around, but up there in age. So his son and his wife came to accept the award, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
So he won the initial award, but each year after it will be on. Someone who exemplifies right. his commitment.
Yeah, good governance, right?
Yeah. Big shoes to fill. All right, Samantha, with the few moments that we have left, it always flies by. Do you have any advice for communities who may want to nominate projects next year?
Absolutely. I think my advice would be simply to submit. Our application is incredibly short. We really try to make it easy and not time-consuming and not complex to submit your projects. It doesn't have to be a big project. It can be a small project. It can be a labor of love. It can be something you've been working on for 5 decades, like the Palmer Bikeway. It can be a smaller project. Literally, the application is just a few key questions you will already know if you've been working on it, and 2 open-ended questions. And that's by design. Hmm. We want communities, if you have a large staff to submit, we want communities, if you have a very small staff or just volunteers, to be able to submit their projects and what they're working on and what they're passionate about. Because we want to recognize that work. It's at the heart of why Becky started the awards. Mm-hmm. We want to recognize what's not recognized every day is that those slow transformations, those slow investments, those projects that you're working on to not just benefit now, but benefit future generations of people you'll never meet.
Yeah.
And so I think our advice is to submit those projects.
That's great. Yeah, it's good to highlight government when they're doing the right thing and all the good work that they do and not just where they screwed up.
Well, another thing too that just came out of an idea that somebody brought to us, and Samantha carried forward on this, is honoring municipal employees, right?
That, mm, yeah. that didn't get any recognition whatsoever.
Right. And we had a great. Huge retirees list. We just, yes. you know, Samantha just asked people, like, tell us who's retired and what their contribution was. And we were, I mean, I was shocked at how many people had done how many things. And some people, like, had over 40 years of service.
Wow.
And yeah. Matt said the math. It's over 500 years combined service.
It was over
service.
500 years of combined wow. service. It retired last year. Yeah. Mm. It's amazing.
That's also scary.
Yeah, right. That's yeah. kind of where I was going. But okay. Yeah. Well, we are out of time. Can't get into that right now on this episode. But please continue to listen in to Plan LV again next month. And go to WDIY.org or the app or your favorite podcast platform, and you can listen to this or past and future episodes. Thank you.